Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
The Inverse Proportion of Worldly Wealth. A young man came to Jesus and asked him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus initially replied by listing some of the Ten Commandments that should be followed, and the young man quickly replied, "I have kept all of these since I was a boy." Then Jesus said, "There is just one more thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Even though this young man had received the answer that he was seeking, Luke records he became very sad because he was very wealthy. You can check out this full exchange in Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 23. The word "very" is used twice by Luke in verse 23. It speaks of a greatness or heaviness of something. It appears that when we are very wealthy, it is very hard to trust anything other than that wealth. The opposite also appears to be true. When worldly wealth is scant, our trust in God for our daily bread is high. This is what mathematicians would refer to as an inverse proportion. On the other hand, Jesus promised eternal rewards for those who replace trust in possessions with trust in God. See Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, and Luke chapter 18, verses 28 to 30. This is what mathematicians would refer to as proportional. Both this proportional treasure and the inverse proportional trust in God are God's indisputable realities. As this young man shows us, it's not about what we do or about what commands we have kept. In fact, it's not about us at all. It's all about a total trust in the only one who is eternally trustworthy.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit CraigTOwens.com.